各个网友们大家好，说起目前的股市，很多人都会唏嘘感叹一番，也总能听到有些人说，哎，当初我要是在多少点多少点的时候就卖出去，我不但不赔，我还赚呢。但现实当中，相当一部分人在面对未来可能更多的利润面前，会选择放弃目前的利益。见好就收，属于说的容易，做起来犹豫。不过啊，已到手的东西才是自己的东西。英语当中有一条经典的习语， A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush。汉语翻译同样经典，一鸟在手胜于双鸟在林，更通俗的翻译为多得不如现得。因为这样一个习语呢，现在我们就用 a bird in the hand 来指代现实可得的东西，稳操胜券的事，或者吸取眼前福。我们来看一小段文字。He had one quite reasonable offer for his used car, but he turned it down. Then he could find no taker at all. He learned that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. 有人呢，出很公道的价钱要买他的旧车，但他拒绝了。其后，他全然找不到买主。他由此呢，得出了一个教训。奢求不如实得。我们再来看一个小对话。A 呢，说 My boyfriend is so stingy. Look at Amy and her boyfriend. 看来是对男朋友不太满意。他说，我男朋友啊，真小气 ,stingy, 小气。你看看 Amy, 你再看看人家男朋友。听了他的话呢，他的朋友回答 Be nice, Linda. I think your boyfriend is doing the right thing. You have to save up for the wedding and the house. 那朋友怎么劝他呢？别这样，我觉得你男朋友没做错什么，你们总得为婚礼和房子攒钱呢。这时候呢， A 又说了 You don't know. What if I pretend to split up with him? Will he agree to buy me the fur coat?你知道什么呢？你说假如我跟他分手，他能不能答应给我买那件貂皮大衣呢？实在是有些胡闹了，所以他的朋友说 He is the bird in the hand. If you continue playing these games, I'm afraid you might lose him one day. 他才是你实实在在拥有的，你再这么闹下去，我担心哪天你连他都会失去。人总是要在千帆过尽之后才明白什么对自己更重要。好了，希望每位网友朋友们都能珍惜眼下的快乐。我们下期再见吧。